Kof Vav Iyar, 3rd of June, Rabbi Shimon Gurevitz, Parshas B'Chachosai and Shavuos.
Between this week's parsha, Parsha B'Chosai, and Chag HaShavuos, I'd like to quote the relevant Gemara. Gemara itself needs some explanation, as we'll see. The Gemara Megillah says as follows: Ezra tikkun lehem Yisrael. Ezra instituted for Klal Yisrael. Shukoyin klolos shebatoyos koyinim koyim atzeres. That the klolos that are written in Parsha B'Chosai should be read before Shavuos. Mesheba Mishnah Torah and the Klolos and Parshas Kisavoy should be read Koidem Rosh Hashanah, before Rosh Hashanah. My Tama, what's the reason why at these two specific junctures was Ezra Masakan that we should read the Klolos? Amar Abaye Vitema Rosh Lakish, says Abaye, Kedei Shetichle Hashanah V'Kil Loisel, in order that with the ending of the year, with the finishing off of the year, the Klolos should also be placed behind us. The way the Mephoshim explains as follows, that through the Kriya, of course the Kriya demonstrates to us the consequences of evil actions that will give us a Zairus, and we will be Masakim the things that we have to rectify, and thereby we will be able to put Klolos behind us. Says the Gemara as follows: Bishloi Meshavah Mishnah Torah. I can understand the reference to Takona with regards to Mishnah Torah, the Klolos of Parshas Kisavoy, which are read before Rosh Hashanah. Ikka Kedisha Tichle Shana V'Kil Loisel. There I can see it. We're drawing to the end of a year. The year is drawing to its close. A new year is about to begin with Rosh Hashanah. So I can understand this idea of Tichle Hashana V'Kil Loisel. Let's finish off the year, let's put Klolos behind us, let's create a new situation, and the coming year will be a year of bracha. Ela shebetoyres koyne, this idea of reading the Klolos in Parshas B'Chukosai before Chag HaShavuos, al tachzeres Rosh Hashanah yi? Is Shavuos a Rosh Hashanah? Where's the beginning in reference to Rosh Hashanah? It's not a new year. We're in the middle of the year. Says the Gemara, in. Yes. Shavuos is a Rosh Hashanah. Atzeres nami Rosh Hashanah. Shavuos is always a Rosh Hashanah. Tisnan, as we learn in the Mishnah, Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin, hu batzeres al peiros ha'ilon. Shavuos, we're judged on the peiros ha'ilon, on the fruits of the tree. Now we have to understand, if you look at the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, there are a few times in the year when we're judged. Atzeres we judge our peiros ha'ilon. The same Mishnah teaches us that Pesach nidun al ha'tzvua, we're judged on the tzvua. And as I've seen pointed out in one of the Mefarshim, if you would ask, what's more basic for us? One would have thought tzvua, which provides wheat and bread, is more basic for us than peiros ha'ilon, which, although important, but they're more of a luxury item, they're something that we can manage without. So why does Atzeres, Mishum Peiros Ha'ilon, get this special attention as opposed to Pesach when we're judged on Atzvua? The other thing which is puzzling is as follows. Okay, there's an element of Yom HaDin with reference to Shavuos. Okay, I can see that. Atzeres Peiros Ha'ilon, why that Yom HaDin is more important than Yom HaDin of Pesach? We've already asked, but there is an element of Yom HaDin. But the Gemara doesn't just call it a Yom HaDin. The Gemara calls it a Rosh Hashanah. Alta Atzeres Rosh Hashanah hi? Yes. Atzeres Nami Rosh Hashanah hi. Now where's the element of Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is a renewal, is the beginning of a year, the beginning of something new. In what respect is Atzeres a Rosh Hashanah? At that point in time there's a judgment, but why is it classified as a Rosh Hashanah? This is what we've got to understand. The Shlo Maseches Shavuos brings down in the name of the Sefer Tanas Yaakov Azay. He says that when it says Atzeres Al Peiros Ha'ilon, besides of course for the Pshuti Shel Mikra, Pshuti of the Mishnah, Pshuti the Pashpshat the in the words, he says there lies something else behind Al Peiros Atzeres Mishum Peiros Ha'ilon. He says that Peiros Ha'ilon also refers to the Neshamas. Peiros Ha'ilon is also referring to the neshamas of Klal Yisrael. All those neshamas that have come from Ilon Eshel HaKadosh Baruch Hu are judged on Shavuos. So in what way are they judged? In other words, it's not just a judgment on Peiros Ha'ilon, a judgment as to how the fruit will develop. There's an inner meaning as well. Al Atzeres Mishum Peiros Ha'ilon, Peiros Ha'ilon are referring to a special judgment which takes place vis-a-vis our neshamas. He says, what is that judgment all about? He says as follows. He says, Rosh Hashanah is a judgment which is relevant to our Gashmias, how our year will develop, what successes and failures we will have in our year vis-a-vis the Ilam HaGashmi, etc., 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 etc. He says, Shavuos we're judged vis-a-vis Torah. We're viewed as to how we have the Mekayim Torah, how we've accepted the old Torah, etc., etc., and our coming year with regards to our success in Torah and our application to Torah will be judged on Shavuos. Sfasemis writes in Parshas Bamidbo, he writes the same idea slightly differently, explaining Peiros Ha'ilon slightly differently. He says as follows. Peiros Ha'ilon, for the fruit of the trees, the tree besides for the physical tree that we know in this Gashmias world, the Torah is referred to as Eitz Chayim. The Torah is referred to as a tree. And every tree, just like a physical tree gives fruit, so the Eitz Chayim gives Peiros. People who attach themselves to the Eitz Chayim have the ability to acquire Torah, and this is referred to the Torah that we acquire, especially the Torah Shebaal Peh, which comes through our own omel, through our work, is referred to as the Peiros Ha'ilon. And our success in Torah is judged on Chag HaShavuos. Same idea as the Shlach HaKodesh, but not viewing Peiros Ha'ilon as the Neshamas which have come from the tree of the Ribbono Shel Olam, but Peiros Ha'ilon referring to Torah, which grows, which comes, which stems from the Eitz Chayim, which is Torah, which is Eitz Chayim. Says the Shloh, as why are we judged on Chag HaShavuos with regards to our mastery of Torah, our success of Torah, our application to Torah, why is that the time when we're judged? Says the Shloh as follows. He says that the world was created, the physical world was created on Rosh Hashanah. So every single year, we come back to the beginning of creation and we're judged on that day, as we say, Zeh HaYoim, Tchilas Maasecho. Hayoim Haras Oilom, Hayoim Yamid Bamishpot. We're judged on Rosh Hashanah because that is the year, that is the time of the year when the original creation took place. And every year on that day, when we come back to the birthday of the world, every being is judged vis-a-vis his standing and his success and failure with regards to the physical world. Says the Shloah HaKodesh, on Shavuos there was also a Chidush HaOlam. Not in the physical sense, but in the spiritual sense. It was on Shavuos when the world became a world with the Torah. The Torah added a new dimension to the world, a dimension that hadn't existed beforehand. And every year when we come down to round to Shavuos, we once again come round to the birth of this world in the spiritual sense. The birth of this world as an Olam with Torah. And that is why, with regards to our spiritual standing, and with regards to our Kabbalah Sol Torah, and our success in Torah, this is the time when we are judged. So there is a Bechina of Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, we have the Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, in the physical sense. And Shavuos is our Rosh Hashanah in the spiritual sense. That is when the world became the world as we know it today, the world with Torah. The Sefer Matzio, Salmon Shlita, actually brings down a Rashi in reference to this Shloh. It says in Parshas Bereishis Vayera Vayivoyke Yoyim Hashishi. It says Yoyim Hashishi. Says Rashi as follows. Why is it stressed Hashishi with the hay? Shebi Yoyim Vav B'Sivan, on the sixth day of Sivan, Shekiblu Yisrael HaTorah, Nischazku Kol Yetziroiz Bereishis, V'Nechshav Kilu Nivro Ha'olam Ato. When the Torah was given, that created the strength, that strengthened the foundations of this world, and it's reckoned as if that world was created anew. So in other words, this world underwent two creations. There was the physical creation which took place on Rosh Hashanah, and over 2,000 years later, there was the spiritual creation which gave the world a different foundation and a different dimension, which was on Shavuos. V'zehu Yoyim Hashishi Be'ei. And this is the stress of Yoyim Hashishi, besides within the sixth world, sixth day of creation, there's a remez over here, Hashishi, because ultimately there was going to be on Vav, on Hashishi, another addition to the creation of this world, Ayim Matan Torah. In Tehillim we say, Ki hu oma vayehi, hu tzivo vayamoit. So Mefarshim explain that this posuk outlines to us what contributed to the kiyum of the world as we have it. Ki hu amar vayehi basora ma'amorais nivro ha'olam, with the amira, with the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the world was created. Ki hu amar vayehi. That wasn't enough for the world to have a kiyum. We needed something else. Hu tziva vayamoid. There was another stage. Hu tziva. What was the tzivui that we're referring to over here? The Tariag Mitzvahs, the Torah that we were commanded on Vav Sivan. The kiyum of the world was dependent on two things. Number one, the Omar Vayehi, that Sol Mamora is Shemahem Nivro Olam, and then the Hutziva Vayamoid, the fact that the Torah was then commanded to us. So in effect, we have two Rosh Hashanahs in the year. The Rosh Hashanah Hagashmi, which is on out of Tishri, and the Rosh Hashanah, let's call it the Rosh Hashanah Ruchni, which is Nesinas HaTorah, which is Vav Sivan. And we can therefore understand that there are two Rosh Hashanahs in the year, and at both those points, we have to read the clause, Keshetichle Hashanah V'Killeseh. But now what we've got to understand is as follows. We've got two sets of clauses in the Torah. The clauses in Parashat B'Chukayisai, and the klolos in Parshas Kisavim. Why do we relate the klolos in Parshas Bukhoisai to the Rosh Hashanah of Chag HaShavuos? And why do we relate the klolos in Parshas Kisavim to the Rosh Hashanah on Aleph Tishri and not vice versa? How do those particular klolos connect to those particular times in the year? The Mashal already speaks about it in Megillah, and it needs an explanation. I think the first thing we have to try and examine is as follows. We have a Rosh Hashanah on Aleph Tishri, which is the Yom HaDin. We have a Rosh Hashanah on Shavuos, which is also Yom HaDin. Yom HaDin, different aspects, but both Yom HaDin. What are the maftechas, what are the keys to merit success in these Yom HaDin? And what one has to always do is one has to look at the Avodas HaYoyim. And from the Avodas HaYoyim, one can see what the key is for success in that particular day. Now Rosh Hashanah, we know what's the Avodas HaYoyim of Rosh Hashanah. The Avodas HaYoyim Rosh Hashanah is Malchis. That is the Avodas HaYoyim on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Neroim Bichlal. Not only Rosh Hashanah, Yom Neroim Bichlal, that is the whole process that starts with Rosh Hashanah and runs through until Simchas Torah. The key is, the important point is Malchis. During Aseres Meitshuva, if you forget Zochreinu L'chaim, or you forget Uchsev L'chaim Tovim, you don't have to repeat Shemoyne Esra. If you forget HaMelech HaKodesh, you have to repeat Shemoyne Esra. So we see the central theme, the important point, the important factor in Yom Neroim is Malchis. That's the important point. In fact, the closing moments of Yom Kippur, the Zman HaChasima, what do we shout, what do we scream? We don't shout to the Rebbein Shem, give us a good year. Hashem Elokim, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimlech, Lo'el Amoed. We close Yimei Hadin with Malchis. This is our mafteah, this is our key to success in Din. And this runs right from Sukkot as well. Shmini Atzeres, from Simchas Torah, we stand there and we proclaim, Ator Reis Ladas, Ki Hashem Olekim, Einoid Melvadoi, the theme of the Yom Neroim. And by being the theme, that's obviously the key to our success, is Malchis. As Rabbi Yisrael Salanta explains, how does Malchis relate to Yom Adin? What's the connection? He says that a servant always gets free board and lodging. We turn around to the Ribbono Shel and we say, you are our king, we're here to serve you. We're here to serve you, we're your slaves. We automatically are entitled to free board and lodging. And that is the connection between Malchias and Yom Adin. Now, what is the key to success when it comes to Chag HaShavuos? What is the avodas hayom of Chag HaShavuos? The truth is, we have no mitzvahs hayom, as far as Chag HaShavuos is concerned. Let's get the rice and cheesecake as far as I know. So what is the avodas hayom? So Yushalmi in Rosh Hashanah, Yushalmi says as follows. If you have a look in all the korbanos in Parshas Pinchas, the word chet is used. Si'ir ism echad chatos, or si'ir ism echad lechatos. You find throughout every single Yom Tov, every single Moed, Rosh Chodesh included, we bring a si'ir ism echad lechatos. By Shavuos, Shavuos is the one exception. It just says si'ir ism echad. The word lechatos, the word chatos isn't mentioned at all. Amalein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Yushalmi, Mikiven shekibaltem aleichem el Torah. Seeing some Shavuos, you mekabel upon yourself once again the El Torah, male an yaleichem ki'ilu leichatosem b'yameichem. In my eyes, it's reckoned as if you've never sinned. That was Yushalmi. It's developing from the Psukim in Pinchas that on Chag HaShavuos, we don't say series in Echad Chatos. Chag HaShavuos, by virtue of the fact that we're mekabel on ourselves El Torah, every year when Shavuos comes around anew, our job and our avodah, and that's avodah sayoyim of Shavuos, is to mekabel upon ourselves El Torah, and that in turn achieves that the Ribbono Shel Olam reckons as if we haven't sinned at all. So we see that the avodah sayoyim and the key to success when it comes to the Yom HaDin on Chag HaShavuos, which is a Yom HaDin Aruchni, is to be mekabel upon ourselves El Torah. And I think now that we've said this, we can understand the connection between the klolos in Bukhoi Sai to Shavuos and the klolos in Parshas Kisavoy to Rosh Hashanah. Let's speak about Parshas Bukhoi Sai first, Shavuos, which is relevant to us. Starts off the Parsha starts off as follows. In Bukhoi Sai Teilechu, Ves Mitzvoi Sai Tishmoyl. Says Rashi, in Bukhoi Sai Teilechu, Shetiyu, Amelim Batoira. Ves Mitzvoi Sai Tishmoyru, Ves Alonos Lishmoyr Ulekayim. So in the opening words of the Sedra, which are the opening words, the brochas that we're given at the beginning of the Sedra, we're told, how does one achieve brocha? By being Amelim Batoira, and being Ves Mitzvoi Sai Tishmoyru. In other words, by being mekabel upon yourselves, O Torah, you're zeicha to brocha. You're zeicha to a kiyum, that gives you a zchus kiyum, the right to reside and to carry on in this world, and you're zeicha to brocha, not just brocha. The Palatzurim says in Parshas Re'eh that in Bukhkoisa starts with an aleph, and the brochas finish off with the word kemamios, which finishes off with a tof. Says the Balaturim that we're being promised over here that if somebody is a true Amal Batoira and keeps the mitzvahs, he gets the full range of brochas, ve aleph, ve atof. So Shetiyah Amelim Batoira is the key to brocha, the key to kiyum, and the key to the key to brocha. Pash carries on. V'yem lo yisishmuli, v'lo yisasu, says Rashi, v'yem lo yisishmuli, v'lo yisasu, says Rashi as follows. V'yem lo yisishmuli, yis Amelim Batoira. We're leaving ourselves open to klal. So Parshas Bukhukhoisai is outlining for us the brocha and klal is depending on Kabbalah Sel Torah. Dependent on Kabbalah Sel Torah. And Amelus Batorah and Shmiras HaMitzvahs. That, of course, is relevant to Chag HaShavuos. We've learned the Chag HaShavuos is the Yom HaDin, Chag HaShavuos is the Rosh Hashanah, and the Mafteach to be Zeichin Chag HaShavuos is with Kabbalah Sel Torah, then it's Sir Echad L'Chatos, Not series and echod. The chatos. How fitting of the klolus and teres koyanim that speak about an outline for us that kabbalas and teira amelus batera is a mater for brocha and vice versa. And this, of course, can motivate us for chagashvus to approach chagashvus in the correct manner and to be zoicha to tichle hashona the kiloisel. Now let's turn to parashas Kisovei. Parashat Kisovei, Parashat B'chukos, the klal has come because one hasn't been mekabel the whole Torah. Parashat Kisovei, it says as follows: the klal has come. The klal has come about. It says, "Tachas Hashem le'yavadatos Hashem alekecho besimcha uvatuv leivov merev kain." Those klalas come about because when there's a complete lack of enthusiasm in one's service of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Lack of enthusiasm in service of the Ribbono Shel Olam reflects a chisoron in Malchus. The idea of Malchus is that we have a joy and a pride and we pledge our loyalty and allegiance to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And when somebody is a loyal servant, when somebody pledges true allegiance, he serves his master or his king with enthusiasm, with a passion. If one's services has no passion at all, there's no enthusiasm, there's a chisoron in Malchus. The whole purpose of Yom Niroim is to be a Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim and to combat that. In fact, Sukkot is referred to, and Sukkot, of course, is all part of the Yom Niroim, it's a Hemshech from Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Sukkot is referred to as Chag Simchaseinu. The whole purpose is Simcha. And the Rambam says, in Pe'ches Milchazul of Alocha Tesvov, when he comes to explain what is this Simcha, Hasimcha, says the Rambam, sheyismach ha'odom ba'asiyas ha'mitzvah ba'avas ha'keil, to rejoice in service of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He says, this is avodah gedolah hi, v'chol ha'mineh atzmo misimcha zu, anybody who isn't successful, who doesn't achieve this, roi li'yipor mimena shnei matachsa sheleyavadato, es Hashem aleikecho, besimcha v'tuv leva v'mirichol. We see that Sukkot is there to counterbalance the klolas, the sibba of klola in Parshas Kisovei. The simcha is in order to rectify the tachsa sheleivata shemalekecho besimcha uvetuv leva merev koil. And Rashi says in Parshas Pinchas, I've mentioned this before, Rashi says that there were 98 kvosim brought through the Yom Tov of Sukkot, 14 every day, and they're there to combat the 98 klolas sheba Mishnah Torah. What's the connection, says Avni Nezer? Because Sukkot is Zman Simchaseinu, the klolas, the 98 klolas in Parshas Kisovei come tachas asher yavatas Hashem lekecho besimcha v'tuv leivov merev koil. Sukkot is the time when we rectify and we try to perfect ourselves with regards to this tachas asher yavatas Hashem lekecho besimcha v'tuv leivov merev koil. This chisoron simcha, this chisoron is saying kabbalas el malchus shemayim, kabbalas malchus. So I think we can now understand the Gemara in Megillah. There are two Rosh Hashanahs in the year. There's a Rosh Hashanah of Alef Tishri, and there's a Rosh Hashanah of Shavuos. The Rosh Hashanah Alef Tishri corresponds to the creation of the Olam HaGashmi. It was created on Rosh Hashanah Yom HaRas Olam, and therefore Yom Yamid Bamishpot, with reference to Gashmi, as we have our judgment on Rosh Hashanah, the creation of the spiritual side of the world, which is central to Kiyum HaOlam, and had they not been Mekabel the Torah would have returned back to Tohu Vavohu. That came on Vav Sivan, so that is the Rosh Hashanah with regards to the Olam HaRuchni, and then there's a Din Ruchni. And to succeed in the Din Gashmi is Malchias, and success in the Din Ruchni is Kabbalas and Malchus Shomayim. Parshas B'chukosai, the Prophet Kronos sent upon Kabbalas El Torah, and that, of course, is to be read before Rosh Shavuos because there's a connection, as we've explained, and Parashas Kisovei, which centers upon Malchias, connects to Rosh Hashanah, and that's why it's read before Rosh Hashanah. We should all be zeicha to tichle Hashanah v'kil leisea, to a wonderful year in Ruchnis, and of course in Gashmis as well. Oh, yeah.